I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Advocacy groups confirmed on Monday that Pastor Behnam Irani has been released after spending 6 years imprisoned in Iran. He's in poor health from his time behind bars, and he was convicted of so-called crimes against national security after his house church was raided. His case is par for the course in Iran, though, after the country became an Islamic republic in 1979. Emily Fuentes with Open Doors USA says there are still around 200 Christians imprisoned in Iran who need your prayers.
Prayers help them to remain strong in the faith, to witness to other prisoners, and they realize their ministry, even though it's within prison, is still very prominent. They're reaching out to people who haven't heard the gospel before, those who really need the gospel, and people are coming to Christ in prison.
And Every Child Ministries is helping its teens make big life decisions through its new teen outreach program called Crossroads. ECM's Mark Lucky explains.
If our staff can have some understanding how to guide, how to counsel kids, that will be a very important step, because a lot of times kids, they just need someone to talk to, someone to bounce ideas off of, like we all do. So one is being there as counselors and listeners and guides. Secondly, we have to have options for the kids, and that's one of our main focuses right now, is what kind of options can we give them to go on.
But figuring out what to do, how to get there, and how to live for Christ in the process can be daunting. And that's exactly why Crossroads is launching this November. So please, would you pray for these kids, their decisions, and ECM's new outreach? You can get the details at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochanga Padidi. Sometimes we just need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. You can get your copy by clicking on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.